Today I want to speak about one of my favorite topics, Eretz Yisrael. And specifically, the split between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov gets Eretz Yisrael, and Esav inherits Har Seir. And we're going to take a look, first of all, at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, on the Pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov, be Eretz Mugurei Aviv. And in that pasuk, the Ramban addresses the question of the smichus haparshios, a question that Rashi has a very famous answer to, but the Ramban has his own unique approach. The smichus haparshios between the parsha of Alufei Esav at the end of Vayishlach and the parsha of Yaakov Avinu Vayeshev Yaakov be Eretz Mugurei Aviv be Eretz Knan, right here at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. So it should be the first Ramban on your page. And let's read the main parts of this Ramban inside. The Ramban says, and let's just a little background to what the Ramban is addressing here. The Torah identifies the place where Yaakov settled as Eretz Knan. Why? On the one hand, it's called Eretz Mugurei Aviv, the place where my father sojourned. On the other hand, it's called Eretz Knan. So there's a double emphasis here on the exact place where Yaakov settled. And this is going to reveal something about the Smichus HaParshios that connects this Parsha Vayeshev to the end of Vayishlach. And the Ramban says the following. He says, Tam, the reason for Vayeshev Yaakov b'Eretz Mugurei Aviv, ki Omar sha'alufei Esav yashmu b'Eretz Achuzasam. The Torah had told us at the end of Parshas Vayishlach that the Alufim, I don't know, the chiefs or the princes of Esav had settled in the land of Achuzasam, of their inheritance, Klomar, Ha'aretz Shalakhu Lehem L'Achuzas Olam. This was the land that Esav would inherit for all of eternity, for all of his children and his generations. Achol Yaakov, but in contrast, the Torah starts here, Yoshav Ger, Yaakov settles as a stranger, be Ke'aviv, just as his father dwelt in the land of Canaan. Again, this is before the Jewish nation has inherited the land. So the Canaanim, the nations that occupy the land, are the Balabatim, so to speak. And we, our forefathers, are strangers. We're Gerim, be Eretz Lo Lahem. It's a land that belongs to the Canaanim. So there's a contrast here between the wanderings, if you will, of Yaakov, as opposed to the permanent settlement of Esav. And now the Ramban wants to address the question, why was Yaakov interested in dwelling as a stranger? And the answer is, he says, Eretz Canaan. Hakavona lahagid kihem bocharim, because Yaakov and Yitzchak before him had chosen lagur b'eretz hanivcheres, to live in the chosen land. And they would rather live in the chosen land as gerim, as aliens, as strangers, then take up permanent residence in any other land. In other words, Esav takes up permanent residence in another land, and that is taken by Esav as an achuzas olam. Yaakov could have equally done the same thing, but Yaakov chose to be an alien in a foreign land. And instead of permanent settlement, he chose a temporary sojourning, because what he wanted to is he wanted to be in the Eretz HaNivcheres. Then the Ramban gives another explanation for why Yaakov wants to be a ger in a land that's not his but belongs to Canaan. V'sheneskayim bohem, so that through Yaakov there would be a fulfillment of a prophecy, ki ger yieh zarach b'eretz lo lahem. This was told, of course, to the Avraham Avinu in the Bris Mei Nebesarim, that Avram's descendants would be aliens in a land that's not their own. And it was very important from the perspective of Yaakov Avinu that prophecy be fulfilled through him, meaning Yaakov, the Lovi Esav, and not through Esav. So Yaakov is now clinching the prophecy of Avram. I mean, Esav is also a descendant of Avram, but Yaakov is clinching an exclusive right to the fulfillment of this promise to Avram. Ki bi Yaakov levado yikar lehem zora. Meaning that it's only through Yaakov, and this is based on a sugya nedarim, that the offspring of Avraham Avinu is only through Yitzchak and not through Yishmael, and that extends to Yaakov and not through Esav. Esav is excluded from the bris to Avraham and Yitzchak. And why so? Because only through Yaakov is there a fulfillment of the bracha, of the nevuah of Ger Yieh Zarecha B'Eretz Lo Lahem. So the pasuk is emphasizing two elements here. First of all, it's emphasizing that Yaakov is a temporary dweller, a sojourner, that's called Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, meaning just like his father was a sojourner, because the land belongs to Canaan, so too Yaakov is going to follow in that footstep. And number two, Be'eretz Canaan, meaning that the promise to Avram, that his descendants would inherit Eretz Canaan, would be fulfilled through Yaakov and not through Esav. So it becomes very clear that the Alufei Esav are not settling in the chosen land. They are settling in a different land, and that will become Eretz Achuzasam Leolam. Yaakov, on the other hand, insists on sojourning, if not settling in a permanent way, even as an alien, as a stranger, but it's in the Eretz HaNivcheres. And I think if we go back to the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, we'll see that the Ramban clarifies this and takes it even a little bit further. So let's open up, if you have the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav. And the Ramban says the following: Aval ha'inyon ki Esav holach l'seir b'mei alufei achori. Esav went to live in Seir in the days of the chiefs of Chori, who are natives in that land. Hayoshvei Aretz Vayhi L'Sar, and Esav becomes a dignitary there. Holechim Arba Meos Ish, and now he has an entourage of 400 men. Ubanav Ubeso Hayu B'Eretz Canaan, but yet the children of Esav had still remained. In Eretz Canaan, the Tachin Shahaisalo Sham Achuza B'Makom Echad B'Mishar Lo B'Har Seir. It's possible that maybe Esav had some sort of a property ownership in some flat land in Seir, not in Har Seir. Al Kain Yicheslo Arza Seir Stay Edom. Right, there are two phrases here. Arza Seir Stay Edom. V'achrei shechazar ochot. Now here's the punchline. Says Ramban, V'achrei shechazar ochiv li eretz Knan, when his brother, meaning Yaakov, returns to Eretz Knan, is panalo mipanav. He removed himself. He was mefane, meaning he left room by leaving the land of Eretz Knan, mipanav, because of Yaakov Avinu. Ki yada, because Esav knew, she Eretz Knan nachlas achiv. Because the land of Canaan was designated as the inheritance of Yaakov, asher nasan lo aviv b'berchaso, because Yitzchak had granted the land when he blessed Yaakov to Yaakov Avinu. So, in a sense, what we're getting here is that why does Esav have to be the one to check out? And the answer is because Esav knew that Eretz Canaan was the property of Yaakov, granted to Yaakov by Yitzchak's bracha. V'lokach bonav v'chol nefashos beso amrav v'olach l'seir l'siyashiv shav. So basically, if we ask the question, why does Esav decide to leave Eretz Canaan and settle in Har Seir? The answer of the Ramban clearly in Parshas Vayishlach is because Esav understood, he recognized that the land belonged to Yaakov Avinu. So Esav leaves Eretz Canaan after Yaakov returns, knowing full well that Yaakov is going to inherit the land because he got those in the brachos from Yitzchak. It means that Esav recognized that the brachos of Yitzchak to Yaakov included that Yaakov would inherit the land of Israel. And therefore Esav is mefana b'fonav, he checks out. And we can see this in the Ramban, even in the parsha of the brachos. If we go back to Parshas Toldos, in Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Lamites, and there, if you open up the Ramban, he says, "Vanochan v'enai ki matas halokim tamid hi," who, that the gift from Hashem, meaning the gift that Yitzchak bestowed upon Yaakov, is a tamid gift, meaning it's a constant, or I would say an eternal gift. The Elo Hefsek Liolam, there'll be no interruption forever. V'lachena Amar, V'yitein Lecha Elokim. The name of God is mentioned here in the bracha that Yitzchak bestows upon Yaakov. And it means, V'yitein Lecha Elokim, Kol Yomecha Al Masecha Mital HaShemayim. All the days that you have on earth, you will be blessed with the dews of the heaven. It means that God will give you an everlasting, uninterrupted, permanent supply of dew in your land. That's the Matas Elokim. V'yitein lecha mishmanei ha'aretz, and God will likewise give you the fatness of the earth. Klomar hashmeina michal haratzos. Of all the lands on the earth, Eretz Yisrael is the most fertile of all lands. Ke'inyan shekasuv tzvihi l'chol haratzos. Now, you should have a Ramban that begins with the words, Hinei mishmani ha'aretz yi moshavecha. I'm just hoping that you have those. I don't have the printout here. But the Ramban says, Tam hine, what's the extra word hine? Lemar, hine uchal aseis lecha mishmani haaretz u'mital ha'shamayim. I'm able to give you the fertile land and the dew of the heavens. Ki l'shneichem yaspik sheyia mishmani haaretz u'mital ha'shamayim. In other words, there's enough tal and there's enough fertile land for both of you, meaning for both Yaakov and Esav. This is when Yitzchak addresses Esav. Avol be'inyan ha'memshala shelo tiel velosa. Avol be'inyan ha'memshala. But if you're asking about who is the sovereign ruler, here there can only be one sovereign ruler, and the rulership, the memshala, will be his, meaning Yaakov's. Velo sovereign, and you will serve Yaakov. Velo nasan lo gamken rov dagon v'tirosh ke'echad ke'ech achiv. We don't find that Yitzchak gave Esav the bracha of dagon v'tirosh, of an abundance of grain and wine, which was given to Yaakov here. Ki rotzal l'chabed ha'mavorach rishona olav, because the first one to get the bracha, which is Yaakov in this case, Yitzchak wanted to honor him, to give him something unique. So he gave him the Rov Dagon V'Tirosh. So it means the following, that according to the Ramban, both Yaakov and Esav received the brachos of Mishmani Ha'aretz U'Mital HaShamayim. However, there is a difference between the bracha of Yaakov and the bracha of Esav. Yaakov gets Rov Dagon V'Tirosh because he's the first. The Acharkein Omar Li Yaakov V'Yitim Chaz Birchas Avram L'Rishlechas Eretz Megurecha. And then he tells Yaakov, that's later on in the parsha, at the end of Toldos, that Yaakov will inherit the land Megurecha of your sojourns, Leoslo Rov Dagon V'Tirosh B'Eretz K'nan Matnas Avram. So where will this bracha of Rov Dagon V'Tirosh be fulfilled? It's in Eretz Canaan, which is a gift that God gave to Avram Avinu. Uli Esav Yeh Hatal Shmani Haaretz B'Eretz Acheres. Esav will also get the bracha of Tal HaShamayim and Mishmani Haaretz, but not in Eretz Canaan. He'll get it in a different land. This was the nature of the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, and the explanation of the limited bracha that Yitzchak bestows upon Esav. And basically, Yitzchak conveys the message to Esav that he has no shaychus to Eretz Canaan. He will receive the brachas of Mishmani Eretz V'Tal Shamayim, but not in Eretz Canaan, but rather in Eretz Acheres. Eretz Canaan, which is called the Eretz Megurei Aviv, is singled out as a gift to Yaakov to the exclusion of Esav. And Esav is absolutely aware of that, and therefore, as we saw in the Ramban, in Parshas Vayishlach, Yoda, Esav Nush Eretz Kanan Nachas Achiv, Asher Nosan Lo Aviv Birchoso, and therefore Lokach Bonav Ubnei Nefashos Beso Amrav Veholach Lo Liseir Lisyashiv Shom. All this would be good, fine and dandy, except for another Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, and this is the Ramban in Lamed Vav Pasuk Zayin on the Pasuk Hoya Rechusham. Hoya Rechusham Rav Misheves Yachtov V'lo Yachla Eretz Megureyem Laseso Sam Mipnei Mikneyem. This pasuk seems to indicate that the land was not large enough, so to speak, was not vast enough to tolerate both Yaakov and Esav. There wasn't enough room for both of them with all their mikneh, their flocks, and so forth and so on. And on this pasuk, the Ramban says something which seems to contradict everything we've said now in Parshas Vayishlach. And I'll read to you the Ramban, I hope you have it. He says, Tamo, when the pasuk says Eretz Megureyem, what it means is Ir Megureyem. The Ramban says it's not the land that doesn't have enough room for both Yaakov and Esav, but rather it's the city. Which city doesn't have enough room for both of them? Hi Chevron. It's the city of Chevron, Asher Garsham Avram V'Yitzchak. That's why it's called Eretz Migurehem, and Ki Eretz Kanaan Tisa Kazel Kazel of Pa'amim. You can't interpret the pasuk literally as referring to Eretz Kanaan, Eretz Migurehem, because the land of Kanaan could support thousands of times as many people as Esav and Yaakov's households. Avol Esav, oh, fine. So now we have it that the city of Hebron cannot tolerate both Yaakov and Esav. So what happens? Avol Esav beroso kilo yuchal lamod beiro ubimakomo. Esav realized he cannot remain in Hebron, his city where he lives. Azav es kol haaretz. He leaves the entire land of Canaan. And he leaves it, he abandons it, if you will, li achiv, to his brother, v'holach lo, and he goes off to save. The Ramban here clearly indicates that the reason why Esav leaves Eretz Canaan is because there's not enough room for both him and Yaakov. So how do we reconcile this? On the one hand, the Ramban says that the reason why Esav checks out of Eretz Canaan is because he realizes that this land was given as a gift through the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, and he doesn't have that possession or that blessing. On the other hand, it says here that the reason why Esav leaves Eretz Canaan is because there's not enough room for both of them. So which will it be?
Why doesn't the Rambam say that before, that the land can support only as Bnei Yisrael, that the land is able to support. Maybe it's not able to support Esav and Yaakov. All of Bnei Yisrael will expand, the land will expand, what Bnei Yisrael is in.
So, but Joe, here's the question I'm asking you. What clinches Esav's decision to leave the land? On the one hand, the Ramban says that Esav realizes the land belongs to Yaakov. On the other hand, the Ramban insists that Esav leaves the land because there's not enough room to support both him and Yaakov. Could it be that in a sense, we have to combine these two reasons and say that since Esav knows that the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov promises and guarantees Yaakov the land, that's why he decides to leave when he realizes that there's not room for both of them. Meaning, if there's not enough room for both me and you, one of us has to pack out, but which one? You know, should we spin a wheel, you know, and see, you know, choose it out, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So the answer is that Esav decides he's the one who has to pack out because Yaakov received the blessing of the land from Yitzchak. But it's very difficult to say that because if Esav understood, as the Ramban said, he recognized that the blessing was exclusive, was limited to Yaakov, that Yaakov would get the land and not him. So what difference does it make whether the land could support both of them? That seems to be irrelevant. And not only that, the chronology is very difficult because the Ramban here is talking about a later period of time. From the moment of the bracha, Esav should have cleared out and left the land for Yaakov. If Esav recognized and acknowledged that the land was promised through the brachos to Yaakov and not to him, why does he wait to leave the land only at the moment when he realizes that there's not enough room for both of them? He should have left way earlier than that.
Isn't it also against a lot of what we know about Esav? You know, from a character standpoint?
That's the Pella of the Ramban. You're right, Ira. You know, we think of Esav in very negative terms. And again, I don't know if we'll get a chance to discuss this in this year because we're going to probably run out of time, but even the choice of Eretz Seir on the part of Esav is also, according to the Ramban, indicative of the fact that Esav wanted to get some portion in Avram's promise. You know, Avram had different lands, and we'll see, you know, the different borders, and Eretz Seir is somehow connected to the broader picture of the brachos that were given to Avram Avinu. So you're right. I mean, we are seeing something amazing here about Esav, and that he recognized, you know, where things were going in terms of the metaphysics of it and the blessings. There was a divine scheme, and within that scheme, Yaakov would inherit the land, and Esav recognized that. So I say to you, Ira, now we have to go back to the drawing board, and when we envision Esav and his profile, we have to integrate this into that profile as well. But Rabosai, as I said to you at the outset, this is an opportunity for me to talk about Eretz Yisrael. And I believe that we can combine the Ramban's two reasons, two answers to the question why Esav left, why he packed his bags, if we have a deeper understanding of what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Esav, and this is again very surprising, recognizes the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, the greatness and the unique nature of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, and I read it to you before, but I want to read it again, because maybe I read it a little bit out of order. The Ramban says, back in Parshas Toldos, Hanochan v'enai, ki matat Elokim tamidhi, as we said before, God, when He gives a blessing, He gives a gift, it's irreversible, it's eternal. When Yitzhak says to Yaakov, v'yitein cha Elokim, it's a bracha that will be fulfilled in the land, but forever and ever. Tal Hashemayim, Shmani Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael is going to be the fattest of all lands, the richest and most fertile of all lands. And the Ramban ends by saying, Ke'inyon HaKosuv Svi Hu L'chol HaRatzos. The Ramban invokes a pasuk in Yechezkel that describes Eretz Yisrael as Eretz HaTzvi. So in order to understand what this is all about, I want to call to your attention Rabbeinu Bechar, the Talmud of the Ramban. The bracha of Yitzchak included or reflected Matat Elokim, and that Eretz Yisrael would be Shmeino Mikol Arotos. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, a very sharp observation, Lo Timta Bebirchas Esav Zikaron Lashem Yisbarach. In the bracha that Yitzchak bestows upon Esav, you will see absolutely no mention of the name of God. Avol Bebirchas Yaakov Hizkir V'yitein Lecha Elokim. And why is this significant? V'zeyoreh, this is meant to teach us, Ki nasan li Esav mishmanim umital. Although Esav received the bracha of the dew and the fertile land, lo b'matas Elokim, but it wasn't a matan of God. What does that mean, it wasn't a matan? Every bracha has to come from God, does it not? Only Yaakov gets a matan Elokim. Ella, but what does Esav get? B'derech mesilos hakochavim umazolos ashel zaro shel Esav mesurim biyadam, or mesurim lahem. It was given through an intermediary, the constellations of the stars, and this is the situation, the destiny of the descendants of Esav. They are always given over to these intermediaries, to these consultations. Matas Elokim, in the case of Yaakov, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia, his shefa on Yaakov directly, not through kochavim mazol, says Rabbeinu Bechai. Esav will receive brachos, but all the shefa that comes down, all the goodness that's bestowed upon Esav, is not going to be coming directly from Hashem. There's no name of God in the brachos. It's going to be a result of all these officers and delegates and constellations of stars in the heavens. And the Ramban, in many different places, emphasizes that the unique nature of Eretz Yisrael in comparison to all the other nations, in comparison to all the other lands on the face of the earth, is this direct relationship between Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look at the Ramban in Parshas Achrimos. He writes, "Ve'ha'inyan ki Hashem anichbad barakol, v'sam koach atachtonim be'elyonim." God created the entire earth, and the dominion over the tachtonim, over the lower worlds, was given to the hands of the elyonim. V'nasan al kol am v'am be'artzosam l'goyeyem. Every single nation in its land is given a kochav umazel. And he quotes the astrologers. V'zeu shenemar asher chilek Hashem elokecha osam l'chol amim. That God divided them amongst the nations. It means he divided the mazolos, each one respective amongst the nations. Ugvoim aleim malachi elyon, there are higher angels on top of them, and those are called the sarim. For example, sari malchus, parasu modai, and so forth and so on. But vehine, now we get to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem anichbad elokei elokim v'adonei anodim l'kol olam. Abel be'Eretz Yisrael emtzos hayishuv. Eretz Yisrael is right in the middle of the globe. He nachlas Hashem miucheres lishmo lo nasan alem in amalachim katzin shoter mochel. He doesn't place over the land of Israel any officer or any policeman or any delegate or any sar. But rather he bequeaths this special land to his special people, Zera Ohavav, the descendants of his beloved, meaning of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'zeu shomer v'yisem liskula mikol amim ki li kol haaretz. What does it mean? You will be my nation, I will be your God, and there will be no other gods or powers over you. Hivdil osonu mikol ha'amim asher nosan aleim sarim velohim acherim b'teiso lanu es ha'aretz she'ahu yisbarach lanu lelokim v'niyam yuchadim l'shmo. He, Almighty God, will be in direct control over Eretz Yisrael. The mile of Eretz Yisrael is that's the emtza yishuv. That's where the shefa comes from on high down to this earth. It's nachlas Hashem. It's miucheres l'shmo. There's no katzin, there's no shoter, no moshel. Just Hashem levado being mashpia, his shefa directly to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is there for the land that's dedicated and designated exclusively to Am Yisrael. They have the merit of the Ma'il Elyon, of this high level of being Yuchadim with Shmo Yisbarach, the Yisam Li School of Kalamim. They are exclusively dedicated to God, and God is dedicated to the land, and this is their land. And if this is the Ma'il of Eretz Yisrael, then it means when Yaakov Avinu receives the bracha from Yitzchak, V'yitei Lecha Elokim, that the land of Vishmani Aretz is going to be this land of Eretz Yisrael. That's because Eretz Yisrael is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. He influences the land directly and through no intermediary, no kochav, no mazel, and no shoter, etc., etc. And the name Elokim here in this bracha of Yitein Lecha Elokim, referring to Tala Shamayim and Shmani Aretz, means that this bracha is coming directly from Elohim, not through any intermediary. And that really is what the Ramban says back in Parshas Lech Lecha, within the context of the Bris Milah that's given by Hashem to Avram Avinu. It says, Vayisi Lachem Lahem Lelokim, says Ramban, Vahosif Vayisi Lachem Lelokim Shehu Bichvodo. He, in his glory, Yanhigosam, he will be in control of the nation. So it means that the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, Yitein Lecha Elokim, is intended for Yaakov so that he receives the brachos directly from Hashem, not through any kochav, not through any mazel. And now if we look at Rabbeinu Bechai in Sefer Dvorim, he adds another dimension to the mile of Eretz Yisrael above and beyond all other nations. The Pasha in Akev in Dvarim Yud Aleph says, Ki Aretz Asher Atah Bo Shom Al Rishta Lo Keretz Mitzrayim Hi Asher Yitzasim Yisham Asher Tizra Asar Acha Vishkesu Varelech Gagana Yerek Haaretz Asher Atah Bo Vrim Shom Al Rishta Eretz Harimu Bekos Limatar Hashamayim Tishtem Mayim Eretz Asher Hashem Al Kecha Do Reishol Sotomid Eni Hashem Al Kecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah V'Arachris Hashanah Arachris Hashanah. Says Rabbeinu Bechai al derech hapshat, what does this mean? Ikar hashkochas hashkochaso hashkochas Hashem ba'aretz ahi. You ask me, where is the divine supervision? Fundamentally, it's in this land. Ki bevadei kol haratzusu doresh. It's true that God is aware of what's going on all over the globe. Aval ikar adrisham hashkocha misham, from Eretz Yisrael. It overflows. So you're pouring over, you know, water into a cup and it overflows. The water represents the Hashkach Hashem, and that's directly into Eretz Yisrael. Then it spills over and overflows into the other lands. It's like the switchboard is here, you know what I mean? Uba kosu lamdeinu she'ein Eretz Yisrael nesuna tachas memshelos kochom mazolos. Again, we see what we saw in the Ramban here in the Talmud of the Ramban. Kishar Rotzos v'ena nimseres l'drisha salukei malo kishar haklimin. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmo b'chvodo doresho satomid lomona alea mishar ha'kochos shoter moshel. And that's what David HaMelech said, had in mind when he said in Tilm Pei Zayin, kol mayen b'yani bach. That all of the Hashkoch of Hashem is here, it's concentrated here in Eretz Yisrael, umisham mispashet l'shara olam. So not only is the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to Eretz Yisrael, without any intermediaries, any kochav mazos, but even more than that, the Hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shefa of God on Shara Ratzos, comes through Eretz Yisrael. From Eretz Yisrael, it spreads out to all the Aratzos. And I think the Ramban is Hakdoma to Sefer Bereishis hints at this. Again, I can't interpret every word in the Ramban. There's a lot of mystical stuff going on here. And the Ramban quotes a Medrash about Shlomo HaMelech and how he was able to plan certain things. And with his Chachma, he understood something unique about Eretz Yisrael. Mitzion Mechlal Yofi Elokim Ofia, Mitzion Nishtachlel Kol Olam Kulo. The source of all the beauty of the entire globe is Eretz Yisrael Ketzad. And he quotes the Evan Shasi of the Beis HaMikdash. And we've discussed this in the past, back in Parshas Vayetze, if you remember. Shemimena Nishtas HaOlam. This is where the entire world was generated, from the Evan Shasia in the Makom HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael, and especially the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, is the place, is the location on this earth from which the entire earth, the entire land was created. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is the root, it's the shoresh of all Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from Eretz Yisrael, that Shefa, that benevolence from on high, spills over to all the lands. And therefore, when Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Mishmani Aretz, and the Ramban interprets that meaning that Eretz Yisrael is the Shmeino Mikol Aratzos, it means that Eretz Yisrael, insofar as it's the place of Shefa Olam, and from there the Shefa, as we said, flows over to all the lands, that it's got to be the most fertile land on the face of the earth. Everything in the earth is just in a sense, a reflection or a spin-off of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says in Masechta Titus. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael mashka osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atzmo, that the rains come from on high into Eretz Yisrael by God, Hashem v'atzmo v'chol olam kulal yidei shliach. The Gemara says that all the rains that fall on the rest of the earth are coming through a shliach. Eretz Yisrael shows to make the shomim v'chol olam kulo. Everybody gets it from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the source for everything. And therefore, if you take a look at the Ramban, I think I have it for you about Eretz Zovas Cholov Dvash. The Pasuk says, Va'ered la'atzilo miyad mitzrayim la'losim in ha'aretz ahi al eretz tova rechov al eretz zovas cholov dvash. Hashem comes down to save the people of Israel from Mitzrayim, to bring them up to the land, which is called tova rechova eretz zovas udvash. So I'd like you to underline the word rechova. And we say it over and over again in our benching. I think it's also in Me'in Sheva. What's rechova? Zokar Ramban, v'tam, what does it mean? Shevach, shibeach t'chilo asaret shitova. What does it mean, first of all, that the land is good? Sha'avir tov, it's got clean air. Again, that's before pollution. V'yofel ibnei adam. V'chol tov yimotzei bo. And then he says, v'hi shehi rechava. She'yamdu bo kol Yisrael b'merchav. In other words, the land, and Joe, you mentioned it before, the Eretz HaTzvi concept, that the land is wide. It has ravchus. It has all sorts of types of topography. And you can raise all sorts of animals there and so forth and so on. And the animals will be healthy. And the fruits that grow on the trees will be shmanim and yofim yod. Etc. etc. I'm just summarizing the Ramban. That's al kol atov, al dogon, al tirosh, al yitzar, anson and bokor. And then the Ramban says, "Vizeu." This is the meaning of tzvihi lechol aratzos. Tzvihi lerach aratzos means rechava. That all of Klal Yisrael will settle in the land with ravchus, with plenty of broad areas and spanses. They will not feel contracted. They will not feel like they're in jail. That there's not enough room. Eretz Yisrael has all the goodness in it. It's Tzvi L'chol Aratzos. This is the Maila of Rechava, which also emanates from the Pasuk Tzvi L'chol Aratzos, that is Shmeinu M'chol Aratzos. It's all because the source of creation and the Shef Eloki begins in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says in Gittin, on Daf Nun Zayin, Eretz Tzvi, Matzvi ze ein oro machzikis besorav Eretz Yisrael bizman she yoshven alea, when the people of Israel are settled therein, ravcha, there's plenty of land. Again, I'm not telling you how expensive real estate is, that's a different issue, but there's plenty of land. But bizman she ein yoshven alea, when the people are in Toronto, then gamda, then Eretz Yisrael is very constricted. So Rabosai, we have the potential of expanding the land of Eretz Yisrael by settling therein, as I state in the Gemara. And this is all because of the metaphysical and miraculous nature of the land of Eretz Yisrael. When did Esav realize, at what point in his life, in his career, did Esav realize that he's completely mufka, he's completely excluded from Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, with all its milus, has no relationship to him. When does Esav realize that? And the answer, says the Ramban, is in the Pasuk Lo Yachla Eretz Megureim Lasei Sosam Yachad. If Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Rechava, if it's Shmeinu Mikol Aratzos, and there's enough room for all of Klal Yisrael, why is it that Esav, there's not enough room for both of us? Then it dawned upon Esav. The light went off. You know why it's so crowded here in Eretz Yisrael? You know why I can't live with Yaakov and split the city of Hebron? The answer is because I have no shaychus to the yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael. As soon as I pack out, and the settlement of Eretz Yisrael will be exclusively Jewish settlement, Yechiel, are you with me on this? Jewish settlement, at that point, there will be no problems of real estate. We don't have to feel crowded. There's plenty of room to settle in Be'er Sheva, in Yerushalayim, or wherever. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael now clearly is the land of Yaakov Avinu. He received the Birchas Avram of Mishmani Yaaretz. Now, Esav, at this moment in time, becomes aware of the fact that he's completely excluded from the Mile of Eretz Yisrael. As far as he is concerned, Eretz Yisrael is not going to give the Shefa. of Eretz Tova Rechava, and therefore it's time to find another land, and that other land is going to be a land where the promise and the bracha of Avram and Yitzchak will come true for Esav. And if you remember, the Ramban says, "Hinei mishmani aretz yeh moshavecha," that Yitzchak turns to Esav and he says, "I'll give you mishmani aretz, and I will give you the dew from the heavens." But moshavecha, says the Ramban, be eretz acheres, velo eretz Yisrael. So now's the time for Esav to try to grab on and possess and implement his opportunity and receive his bracha. He has no shaykhus to the wondrous land, the miraculous land of Eretz Yisrael, the Tova Rechava, but he does have shaykhus to another land, and that's going to be Mishmani Oretz, Mital Shemayim for Esav. But that's going to be a land that's outside of the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, a land where the Shefaloki is indirect, and where the divine hashgach and supervision is through a sar and a shoter and a kochav, and that's going to be Eretz Seir. And Eretz Seir is going to be the land that Esav is going to inherit, because he has some shaychus to Zaro Shel Avram. And here the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Beis, I don't know if you have it on your page, I think not, the Ramban says the following: V'hine Omar ki achorim shem Avram yoshvu v'seir lifnim v'nei Esav shem zera Avram yoshvu osam v'yoshvu tato memasa nes. Basically, just to summarize a long, long Ramban, the Ramban says that there were two promises and two lands that were granted to Avram Avinu. One land, which is the more narrow bounds, the land of the Sheva Amamin, of the seven nations, that land was promised to Banav Shel Avram. And that land was promised to Avram himself, I meant to say, and Avram would possess that land and pass on that possession to Yitzchak to the exclusion of Yishmael, and then to Yaakov to the exclusion of Esav. But there was another avtocha, which is called Eretz Yud Amamin, the ten nations of the world, including the Kini, the Knizi, and the Kadmoni, to add to the seven nations. And that land is may Nar Mitzrayim V'ad Nahar Gadol Nar Pras. Seir is within those broader boundaries, so that although Esav would not inherit the land of Eretz Canaan with all its marvelous and miraculous metaphysical elements and milos, but he would inherit as a descendant of Avram Avinu that broader land that's connected to Eretz Yisrael but not part of Eretz Yisrael. It has the proximity to Eretz Yisrael. It's the land of Arzos Asara Amamin, not the land of the Sheva nations of Canaan. So Rabosai, just to wrap it up, let's summarize what we've said today in our discussion. The Ramban seems to take two approaches and offer two contradictory answers to the question as to why Esav packed out of Eretz Canaan. One answer is because he recognized that the brachos were given to Yaakov, that he, Yaakov, would inherit the land and not him. And on the other hand, based on a pasuk in the Chumash, the Ramban says that when it says that the land was not ki, in Vayishlach it says ki hoya rechusham rav mishevus yachtov liyocher etz mugureyam lasisom, then Esav realized that he's got to pack out. And what we're suggesting is that both answers are really identical, that it dawned upon Esav that he doesn't have shaychus to the special marvelous land with all its miles of Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan is a land of Eini Hashem al kechaba, of direct providence of Hashem. All the Shefa and all the Bracha comes through Eretz Yisrael, through the Makom HaMikdash. From there it spills over to the other lands, but the other lands are controlled by these conduits and these intermediaries and the Kochav Mazolos. Esav finally realized He has no shaykhus to that land. At what moment in time did he make that realization? Did it dawn upon him? Here it is when we say Asimon Yarad. When did it click in his mind? When he realized that it's not an Eretz Rechava for him. It's only an Eretz Rechava for the Jewish nation. For Yaakov Avinu to receive the blessings of this land and not for him. So we'll end with the tefillah. May it be his will that we be zoche to receive the blessings of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, v'eretz megurei aviv, v'eretz Kanaan. We should inherit the land, expand and enjoy the land, and appreciate all of God's benevolence, His shefa, His hashgacha, His direct relationship to His Am Skula, v'eretz Skula, in the very near future. Kein yiratzon.
Amen.
I just tried to keep within the time limitation, so...